Welcome, welcome. go wrong, you know?
Post it, Rabbi Yonah. What was the shir? What was the title? Now what? What now? Okay. Huh?
Big shir.
Yeah, it is big shir. I'm prefacing. Like to put a disclaimer on what I'm going to talk about, and for those who don't know, you'll just have to. I'm going to put an asterisk by the title of what we're going to talk about, and I'm happy that Binyamin's here, because you can only understand this shir. And if I have to talk it out, we could talk it out maybe towards the end of the shir or at some point, but I'm relying on the Binyamin principal, Ari, as well, to add in whatever we have to add in at the proper times. If we're leaning, you know, like when you go surfing, right? That sounds right. T4. When you go surfing, right? I tried once to go surfing. And I was so tired by the time, for real, someone who's a great surfer, he said, come out, we'll go try it. By the time I got out, I was so wiped by paddling out. I was like, I don't remember what happened. I just remember hugging the surfboard, saying, it's not worth it. I miss my surfing time in my life. But I assume when you're surfing, right, if you're getting too, leaning too much in one direction, you could slip off and fall in the ocean. So you always have to be careful. So if we end up, Ari, Binyamin, if you feel that we're leaning too much, because that's where the Binyamin principle is created. What's the Binyamin principle? Okay, it's not for now. For those who know, know. But the Binyamin principle, Ari, I always throw an Ari in there. Binyamin principle, if we're leaning too much in one direction, you'll raise your hand. I'm relying on both of you. So here we go. Out on the surfboard. We're here on the surfboard. And the surfboard begins with a Rashi, famous Rashi. It's based on a Gemara. And the Gemara says, Lama Nismacha Parshas. What is the Parsha of Nazir doing next to the Parsha of Sota? Why is the Parsha of Nazir next to the Parsha of Sota? And the Gemara says, Lomer Lacha, Shekola Raya Sota Bekulkula, Yazir Asu Minayayin. If anybody sees somebody who is having a, or I walk by the Beis HaMikdash, whatever the story is, I see this concept of a Sota, I have to stop drinking wine. A Sota is an adulteress. A Sota is a woman who is not faithful, or seemingly not faithful to her husband. So what is me, right? I'm just a guy. I just showed up and walked by the Beis HaMikdash where I saw whatever I saw, and I saw something. What does that have to do with me stopping drinking wine? What is the, right, the price of tea in China? Is that what they say, right? What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? Right, what does it have to do with ma inyan shmita itzel har Sinai? What do I, because I saw something, I have to do something about it? What does that have to do with anything? What? No, she doesn't even know you saw her. She doesn't even know. Good point, Avi. She doesn't even know. I don't know what happened. I saw it. I saw something, so I have to do something because somebody else did something? Somebody else does something? And that's me? So this is the yesod. This is what life is about. This is really ultimately what life is about in a very, very deep way. And what's the pshat? The pshat is that why does an adulteress become an adulteress? How does that happen? It happens because she was drinking wine. Because she was doing things she wasn't supposed to be doing. She was acting a certain way. She's, now we're getting somewhere. So therefore, what happens? I have to be careful because everything I see is really a lesson for me. It has nothing to do, Binyamin smiling. It doesn't have anything to do, really, at the end of the day, with the other person. It really has to do with me. It's all about me. Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The Mishnah says, the whole entire world is there for me. As I've said many times, it's not what Hashem does to me. It's what Hashem does for me. And those two switches of those letters of to me or for me is that it changes a person's whole entire perspective of everything that goes on in one's life. Kol haroye negayim chutz minigei atzmai. We've spoken about this. Very, very important fundamental thing in life is that I'm able, the Kohen, it says, is able to see all the negayim. The Kohen paskins, is this a nega tzaras? Or is this no? Or this has nothing to do with tzaras? So the Mishnah says, kol haroye negayim chutz minigei atzmo. The Kohen can't see his own nega. Says the Baal Shem Tov, kol haroye negayim chutz. Anytime you see something negative out there, minigei atzmo. It's actually from you. That's why you're able to see it. You're wearing the yellow sunglasses. That's why everything around you is yellow. Kimarim hein. It's not the pshat that the water was bitter, right? We spoke about this year. Okay, maybe the water was a little bitter, but why did I pick up on the bitterness? The reason I picked up on the bitterness is because it's actually me. It's actually me. Hashem created the world and gave me my nisyonos and gave me my challenges because he wants to help me understand myself better. And what happens is, when we live in a world, when my whole look at life is all on somebody else, and it's all someone else's business, when I'm in someone else's business, whether that's Hashem's business, see, we just did that piece right now. We just did a piece right now that says, that's Hashem's business, that's not my business. That's my friend's business, that's not my business. When a person doesn't mind his own business and he's minding everybody else's business, when I'm trying to change you, when I'm trying to change God, when I'm trying to change my mother, when I'm trying to change my father, when I'm trying to change my past, I'm trying to change who I am. That very thought is part of the problem. When I think that the problem is out there, Binyam, are we still okay? We're okay? Okay, nice. So Binyamin is saying, I just want to emphasize. Very good. We'll take a little commercial break over here. Of course, of course, of course. And tell me if I'm saying this right. If there's somebody in your life who is hurting you, who is actively hurting you, so yeah, they are doing something wrong. It's not you. The fact that you're staying in the situation and you're letting the person, you're giving the power to the person to hurt you, whatever it might be. We're not talking about a little child. We're not talking about someone who can't do anything. We're talking about ourselves. The greatest thing that a person can do, the greatest thing that we can do is we could take ownership. We could be a baal. I could be an owner of my life. I can own my life. I can make a decision. What I want to do, what I want to be. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says the greatest thing that a person has. What happens when a person dies? What does he lose at that moment? Bechira. His decisions are now out of his hands. He can't do anything. Maze biyotcha. They said, what does Moshe Rabbeinu have? What does a Jew have? Mate. Mate is Malashin to lean. I can lean this way. I can lean this way. It's the most powerful tool that a person has, is that I have Bechira. I have the ability to choose. I have the ability to own my life. Choose again. Choose again. Choose again. I have the ability. Every person has the ability. So what was the question? What was the question? The question is, so what am I supposed to do? Shavuos is over. I was sad the other night when I was like, okay, Shavuos, I didn't think about it because it was Shavuos night after Maariv. Okay, we didn't do Sfiras Omer. But then the night afterwards, I'm like, oh, I miss Sfiras Omer. I miss counting towards Kabbalah Satoira. I miss that. I want to work towards something. I want to work towards something. I want to focus on something. I want to get somewhere. I want to own my life. I want to choose my life. One of the hardest things for a person to really, really develop, one of the hardest things is that muscle. A lot of people want for other people to make decisions for them. And I've said this many, many times. I remember this goes back to the first year of yeshiva. I remember someone came to me and said, yeshiva was already almost 10 years ago. I remember the person, and he came to me. He's like, so do I go to town or do I go to Night Seder? Do I go to Yerushalayim or I come to Night Seder? Right? You see the shilas, right? The shilas we had. Right, do I go? So what did I say? I said, it's better for you. That's where the word should gets thrown out the window. It's better for you to learn to make a decision, even if it's the wrong decision, than to let somebody else make decisions for you. You know why? Because you're going to make the wrong decisions. In life, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. But at least you're doing something. At least you're doing something. At least you're choosing again. Choose again. Choose. Make that decision. And what happens to us many times is from our childhood, basically everything stems from our childhood. Many times when you guys are young, what happens is, I can't make that decision. I don't want to make the decision. Most people who have trouble, and again, I it's hard if you're a person who has trouble making decisions. We all struggle with that. But when you see that you're having trouble making a decision, I would say, is it an Indian that I have to be perfect? That I have to be perfect? I'm not allowed to mess up. I'm not allowed to make a mistake. And what happens if I make a mistake? What's wrong if I make a mistake? So everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. And I want to be a person who owns my decisions. I want to be someone who can make a decision and say, this is something that I'm doing. A lot of people think, oh, the reason I'm doing what I'm doing is why? Because I have to be doing what I'm doing. I'm sleeping late. Why? Because I'm whatever it is. I'm afraid, which could be. You might have anxiety, whatever reason. You're also maybe being honest with yourself, saying, I'm choosing to sleep late. I'm choosing that I don't want to deal with life right now. And when a person looks at himself in the mirror, and a person stops looking at other people, and what happens is many, many times this happens to us. We're looking for everybody else for that approval. I'm looking for my mom's approval. I'm looking for my dad's approval. I'm looking for my roommate's approval. I'm looking for my Rebbe's approval. I'm looking, you know what you're looking for that you're not including? Yourself. Ultimately, you're looking for your own deep connection to yourself. You think it's, my Rebbe, my third grade Rebbe. And I'm not saying you weren't abused, and I'm not saying you weren't hurt, and I'm not saying that you weren't put in a terrible situation. I'm not saying that didn't happen. But what I'm saying is, at what point in your life does a person begin to say, I am going to be there for myself. I'm going to learn and underline the word learn, because it's learning. You learn to be there for yourself. You learn to be nicer to yourself. You learn to take, you know what, it's the same exact thing. Do you need a vacation? Then go take a vacation. Do you need a day off? Have the confidence to take a day off. Do you need to say no? As one of my favorite lines, when you say no to something else, when you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. Listen to that very deeply. You're always saying yes. Saying yes and no is really the same exact thing. Because when I say no to this, I'm saying yes to that. You're just looking at it like, no, I can't hang around that guy anymore. Oh, that's so terrible. No, no, no. No, you're not saying no. You're saying yes. I actually want to have better friends. I yes to that guy. Not no to that guy. Yes to that guy. Yes to me. I'm not saying no to my mother. I'm saying yes that I'm in pain and I want to heal myself. I'm not saying yes to somebody else. I'm not saying yes to somebody else. I'm saying no to myself. When a person is in a situation, when he's in a situation and he does not take responsibility for himself, when a person doesn't take responsibility for himself, so he's taking responsibility for something else. He's holding something else. And the lesson of moving forward from Shavuos, the lesson of the summer, the lesson of your future, is the future is in your hands. You are the captain of your ship. You are the captain of your destiny. You are the one who owns. They say that's one of the biggest things that happens to a person after 120. They think, oh, you have the din. It's one of my favorite and most scary lines that we see on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'yad kol adam chaysam boy. You think, oh, Gehenim. I mean, the Mishnah does say that you create an angel of negative when a person does an aveira, and he creates an angel of positive when he does a mitzvah. But you know who that angel is? It's you. You create yourself. Mitzvah gereris mitzvah. You're the captain of your ship. Wouldn't the greatest Gehenim be, and we're not talking about Gehenim in that way, wouldn't the greatest Gehenim be that you are the one who destroyed yourself? Wouldn't the greatest Gan Eden be that you are the one who brought yourself heaven? that you created what it is that you created, that Hashem gave you an opportunity. Hashem gave me an opportunity to choose again, to make a mistake, and to do teshuvah. You know what teshuvah means? Teshuvah means, we just learned today, Avram, right? We just learned today an incredible thing. When a person is based on the Gemara, actually, we didn't do the Gemara. The Gemara says, afilu mitzvah Hashem, that a person is a Rasha. If he's a Rasha and he's Makadesh, a woman, and he says, almana shani tzaddik, on condition that I'm a tzaddik. And he says, I'm marrying this woman on condition that I am a tzaddik. Even if he's a Rasha, it's mekudeshes. Why is it mekudeshes? Because Shema, hear her, tshuva, alibay. People think tshuva, we just sang it. Thank you, Avi, for singing. We just sang, Kikara velecha hadavar ma'oid b'fichu b'lvavcha la'asoysoy. Tshuva is choosing again. Tshuva is right now, I can make a decision right now. Right now, I can make a decision to change my life. And that decision alone that I make, that I own, and I make that decision, is teshuva. That alone, that I have the power to change. I have the power to be whatever it is that I want to be. And whoever told me that my problem is my learning disabilities, whoever told me that it's the pain that I've been through, whoever told me that I can't. Right? What's the line? This is one of my favorite lines. I think I heard this from my father many years ago. My father, Alev HaShalom, says, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you are right. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you are right. You are right. And when I see something, if a person lives his life, yes. Yeah. Sure. Whether you believe you can,
if I believe I can,
then you can. And if you believe...
What if I can?
What?
I might be embarrassing, so I just don't get it. What if I can?
Whether you believe you can. Then you believe that you can't. You believe that
there's
you can.
Nothing I can't do.
Again, that's already a different shaila. You can't say, "I believe I could fly," so you could fly. No, obviously, we're not. Don't take it out of context. You believe it shows the power, Reb Simcha Rabbah. It shows the power of our machshava. It shows. They say machshava are the letters besimcha. Same exact letters. A lot of it is in our head. When a person believes I can do something, that emuna, as Reb Tzaddik says, kishem, that a person has to have emuna, has emuna in Hashem, so too he has to have emuna in himself. What does that mean? What I mean is, I could become a Talmud Chacham. I could become someone who gets rid of my anxiety. I could have a great marriage. I could have... Now, whether things work out or whether things don't work out, that is not sometimes up to me. But how much am I standing in my way? And 90% of the time, I'm not saying percentages, right? I don't know if we could ChatGPT that one. I don't know if exactly percentages, but what's the point? 90% of the time, it's that I put myself in my own way because I didn't believe that I can. And I sold myself to somebody else. I put someone, it's so much easier. You know why it's easier to blame everybody else? The reason it's easier to say the reason I'm miserable is because of my mother and my father and my friends and my cousin and my uncle and my classmates. And my, you know why it's easier, Reb Simcha Rabbah? Because with that narrative, I don't have to change. I don't have to change. They have to change. But with the narrative, and it's so ironic, because you feel so good. It's so ironic. You feel so good when you have the mate b'yadecha, when you have Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Rambam calls Moshe Rabbeinu, is the quintessential man. Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential man. A person who's, whatever that means. The Rebbe of Zisha, don't worry, he said, they're not going to ask you why you were Moshe Rabbeinu when you pass away. They said, they're not going to ask me why I wasn't Moshe when I passed away. They're going to ask you why you weren't Reb Zisha. They're not going to ask somebody why you weren't Rabbi Kivager, why you weren't this tzaddik? Why you weren't this? They're going to ask you why you weren't you. Why you weren't you? Hashem doesn't have expectations for you to be like your brother. Hashem doesn't have expectations for you to be like your father. Hashem doesn't have your expectations to be like Reb Chaim Kanievsky or whoever your hero is, whoever it is. Hashem loves you and created you. And He loves you and He wants you to be you. He wants you to own you. And the reason He sends everything, do you know how crazy this is? It means the reason there's you were born when you were born, and we're in a situation now when you look at the news, which I would advise everybody not to look at. But if you look at the news, that news is for who? For you. When you hear something, it's there for you. It's there to teach you something. Kol Araya Soita Bekulkula Yazir Atzmei Minayayin means that this Soita, who I don't even know, I never met her. I don't even know who it is. I happen to be walking by the Beis HaMikdash that day. I happen to be going there. Why did this happen to me? What's the lesson to me? What is Hashem trying to communicate to me through the entire world? Do you know how crazy that is? Why did He put you in your family? That's communication. Why did He make you the oldest in your family? Why did He make you the youngest in your family? Why did He make your sister like this? Why did He make your father like this? Why did He make your mother like that? You know why? For you. He created it for you. Every little thing. Why are you sitting? Why did you come to this year now? And this is the conversation. This is what we're talking about. Why? Why? It's for you. It's for us. It's for us to tap in. To tap in. To learn more about me. And what does the Yetzer Hara want to do? Yetzer Hara wants us not to look at all at me becoming a Nazir. And me saying, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to take this that Hashem gave this to me. He showed this to me. I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to do something with this. I'm going to own this. I'm going to own it. I'm going to be the captain of my ship. Yes, yes, there's tough things. Back to the, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right. A person can live his whole life. A person can live his whole life complaining. A person can live his whole life. And as you get older, you have much more to say because you have more years to complain about. And you have more. See? You see? It's called a self fulfilling prophecy. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you say, I'm going to have a great marriage, and you keep, why do I love to say, why do I love that? The main thing, why do I love that? In the game, or I put the love, the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. You know why? Because if you keep that which is right in front of you, that life is for me. Hashem made this world for me. My world, not the world. My world, my anxiety, my nerves, my learning disabilities, quote unquote, and I say that's very, very, quote, my what?
My wins.
My wins. Whatever it might be, when you begin to love your story, when you begin to own your story, and you begin to say, I'm proud, I don't know if that's the right word, I don't use that word anymore. I am that story. That's what happened to me. I told this to someone recently. Mamash told this to someone recently who was abused, who was molested, who was hurt very badly. And I said, I told them, I said, part of your challenge is, part of your challenge is that you haven't yet accepted. I know it's hard to say that. You haven't accepted that this is your life. This is what happened to your life. This is your life. This is what Hashem put you in. He put you in this situation. He put you number this in your family. He gave you a father like that. He gave you a mother like that. And when a person begins to look like that, what happens is you begin to grow from within yourself. And you begin to be so powerful. Not because you're powerful from ego. You know what the craziest thing? You want to hear something so crazy? I know Reuven Yona and Chua had your hands up. We could take questions. And oh, it's already... How's it already 6:30? What? And no stoppage over here? Binyam and Ari? Well, I didn't go in the water? It's fine. What? The what?
I said something.
I answered well. Scuba diving tomorrow. Right? I want to end off with this. This is so deep what I'm going to say. Thank you, Abzev. This is so deep what I'm going to say. Speaking of scuba diving, this is so deep what I'm going to say. It's not... People think to be strong means you have to be strong. Like real men don't cry, right? It's a bunch of baloney. It's nothing to do with whether you cry, you don't cry. It's nothing to do with real men, not real men. I don't know if people talk like that anymore. If you're honest with yourself that this is who I am, this is what happened to me. First say the facts. This is what happened to me. And you acknowledge that this is the life that Hashem gave. Yes, this might be what happened to me. First, acknowledge that and say, you know what? I might be a person who has this taiva. I might be a person who struggles with this. I might be a person who feels left out. I might be a person who has this insecurity. I might be a person who doesn't know what my future brings. I don't know. I'm scared. People think to be strong is, oh, I know what I'm doing. I got it all covered. I got everything covered. As Mayor Mattel says, you got it all covered. Exactly. You have it all covered. It's all covered. What does that mean? Why do I have to say that I got all my stuff together? I don't have my stuff together, and I'm scared of my future, and I don't know what's going to be, and I don't want to. That's strong. That's strength. That's the captain of your ship. The captain of the ship is somebody who's able to say, I don't know. Because you don't want a captain of the ship saying, I do know where we're going. And then you say, do you know where you're going? I have no idea. And I don't know if he's going to announce to the whole cabin crew. I don't know if he's going to announce to everybody. By the way, I just want everyone to know that I'm lost. But at least he could be honest with himself to say that I'm lost. Start with yourself. You don't have to go. I'm not saying you stand up in yeshiva and say, I just want the whole yeshiva to know. I want everyone to know that I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm scared of my own shadow. You don't have to do that. But within yourself, you could say to yourself, I think I'm scared and I don't know what I'm doing. Then you can lean on a friend. Then you can lean on a Rebbe. Then you can lean on somebody. You could say, you know what? I want to tell you a little secret. I don't know what I'm doing. And most of the time, if it's a real friend, if it's someone who loves you, they'll say like, I know. They'll be like, I know. I knew that the whole time. I know. It's okay. You're okay. Yes, Ari.
Why should we wine and sota? What's it gonna
right, so that's what I said, because usually the sota, the way a woman or any sexual boundaries that are crossed, most of the time mix with alcohol. So alcohol usually goes with the sota as someone who's being not faithful and loyal to her husband. So most of the time, the Chazal tell us that she probably, you drink, it loosens you up. Erva, somebody who drinks, it's brought down, maybe l'day erva. So that's why one of the reasons they say, oh, I happen to see that, so I got to check myself. Okay, Reuven Yona, Shua, we're good?
And you saw the site there in the corner who's doing her thing. Why is that what you saw? Why didn't you see like the menorah? That's what you saw.
Yeah.
Why did it? Right. Binyamin's just validating and saying, sometimes we're put in situations that I didn't see anything. You came into my face. You came to me. That's right. You stepped over your boundary. I didn't step over my boundary. Shua, we're good? Wrap up, Nisanal?
I was going to say, what if I have a fear of becoming another? What if I have a fear of becoming an Ozzy? Then I can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm just thinking to myself, like, even now before going to the Beis HaMikdash, like, I'm already working on myself. Like, work through this fear before going. So, like, before you go to the Beis HaMikdash, it's always good to check in and, you know, work on yourself.
Why is this your fear of choice?
The guy took it upon himself because of the situation.
Oh,
because of the situation, which is good, which is good, which is very good, which is very good, because he looks at the situation and he says, how can I take ownership on the situation? What could I do about the situation? Okay, who's reading the halal? Oh, Avigdor, you'll read, yeah. Avigdor, you'll read the... Again. Choose again.
838, is the Lashon Hara. If we follow the advice of the Ramban, we will be safe from the dangerous severe of Lashon Hara, as per his words. Contemplate your words before you utter them. By doing so, you will be spared from sinning. What should you contemplate? Do my words have potential to cause harm to another yid? And will the person I'm talking about feel embarrassed or shameful if he knew I was talking about him in such a manner? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you should not say what you're going to say.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We should be zocha to have an amazing first day of the rest of your life.